I won't take you too long. 2 minutes. I remember I was at a conference in London, and I says, who'll give me 2 minutes? And all these hands went up, and I said, 2, 4, 6, 8, 10, 12. I just want to just share a few words. This is the full year we've been so blessed. Now we've got people who have committed to be missionary disciples for evangelization. Pentecost Sunday was all about evangelization, because Jesus had told the apostles to go into the city and wait till you receive power from on high, and then you will be my witnesses. That's what Pentecost is all about. Pentecost is all about others. This meeting every Sunday, 2 o'clock, is all about others. To reach people, to tell them about Jesus and what he's done for us. It's all about others. And Cardinal Sean, you're always welcome at any Sunday afternoon. You'll see plenty of happy Catholics here. Smiling, happy Catholics. You know, I was reading the Pope Francis's book, Evangelii Gaudium, The Joy of the Gospel. And he says, and I never thought I'd ever hear a Pope say this, stop being a surpuss. Too many surpusses in the Catholic Church. I never thought I'd ever hear a Pope say that. Happy Catholics. Amen? And we're trying to normalize this. It's good to come in and praise God and rejoice. And have, you know, what about that music this morning? Wasn't that beautiful? The devil doesn't have the best music. We have the best music. Pentecost is all about others. And I was thinking this morning, bro, I woke up, as a Bible teacher, I save things up, I save sayings, I've got loads of them. And this came to my mind, and I remember a long time ago, I heard this. It's anonymous, it's an anonymous saying. Could you get this up? And this is what it says. Helping one person might not change the world, but it could change the world for one person. Just one person. Just one person. And that's why we keep asking people, just get one person. If you can just reach somebody for Jesus. Amen. And tell them about the Master and tell them about the good news of the gospel, you don't have to live a life of hell, of depression and loneliness. And we have preached so much into this last year. And we've been blessed by what's happened here. So many people have come to this altar to give their life to Jesus, to surrender their life to Christ, and they're on the way to a brand new life. Helping one person might not change the world, but it could change the world for one person. I was preaching yesterday in Antrim. They asked me to come and speak at a Pentecost rally. Father James Riley ran it. And afterwards, this woman came up to me, and I was totally blown away. She came up, and she was so full of life, so full of joy, and she was hugging me, and it's so good to see you, and I've got so much to tell you. And she looked at me, and she says, you don't know me, do you? I says, I'm so sorry, I don't. And she says, a few weeks ago in Knock Bridge, I was at a conference and I was ready to take my life. She was ready to commit suicide. And her whole life has been transformed because God arranged that whole meeting for her. She came forward in a response to the gospel. Father Jerry took her through to the sacristy. See, the sacrament of reconciliation, absolved of all her sins, and set free to a brand new life. Praise God. Now that's quite a private thing to share, suicidal. She says, tell them. I says, can I share that? Tell it to everybody. There's so much mental illness that people are suffering. I want to tell the world what God has done for me. Tell them. I says, can I put your picture up? Yes! Here she is. We don't have to be Billy Graham or Mother Teresa. Just tell others what Jesus has done for you. Just one life. Her life has been transformed as a result of coming to that conference. And we thank God for all the help that people have. Jenny and Geraldine have sung some beautiful songs. Help me, God. Lord, I need you. It's pierced so many hearts. Helen, a few months ago, came up here and she was so vulnerable, sharing about how she lived with fear. Fear for so many years of her life. I was looking at YouTube, 621 hits on YouTube, and so many women in particular have been ministered to Helen because she was vulnerable enough to say, I've lived with fear for a long time. And so many are getting set free from fear. It's real. Many people every day are struggling with fear and worry and stress and anxiety. And that's why we cannot stress enough, this meeting is not about us, it's about others. And everything we do is to reach others. A couple of announcements. Father Jerry and I spoke to NET Ministries. You've heard, we've been speaking a lot about NET Ministries. They're the national evangelistic team of young people. And we agreed just during this week to bring them here in September. So we're going to have about five or six young adults in this parish for a year. Can we get that photograph of NET Ministries up? It's not there? No? Do you get the shot up or anything like that? No? Okay. Yeah, okay. So NET Ministries are the national evangelistic team, and they're going to come and they're going to work with us for a year. Another thing that's been in our heart for a long time, we want to have a presence right in the centre of the town. This is a country parish. But we want to be able to get into the centre of the town. It's been on my heart for ages to try and get a centre, a shop, a coffee shop. And I've been driving up and down Clanbrassil Street. It was actually my wife, Bridge, who pointed this out to me. This cafe here, look at it. Rose Cafe. It's right in the centre. The centre of Clanbrassil Street. It's a coffee shop. And the good news is this. Do you know the owner has given us that shop free of charge? Wow. Wow. Thank God for a giving heart. And we will have teams in there. And we will have these young people in here evangelizing and all the missionary disciples. And we'll have live music in there, Jerry, someday. Get yourself ready. Get that violin. And we'll have Gussie and the gang and everything. We can do so much in here, in this cafe, reaching people, evangelizing people, and telling them the good news of the gospel. All you have to do is just tell people what Jesus has done for you. Amen?
Amen.
That's God honoring everything we've been doing. It's like God is just way ahead of us. Money follows ministry all the time. And we've stepped out in faith, believing that God would do that for us. And I just want to share something with you before I finish. Last month we had Ralph Martin here and Peter Herbeck, global prophetic leaders in the Catholic Church. And we had an incredible conference here. And so many lives were touched by their words, by what they spoke. And it was called Catching the Fire Conference. In July this year, this coming July, we have got Deacon Larry Oney, who sits in the board of Renewal Ministries. He's an anointed preacher. We're going to have an incredible conference for that day. And then we're going to launch preaching school for the clergy. When he's here. He wrote a book on preaching. I've done a whole module on preaching for clergy, and him and I have been talking, and Ralph and Peter, and it's been our heart for a long time to have preaching school for clergy. So when he comes in July, we're going to have a conference. The conference is going to be called Spreading the Fire Conference. We've caught the fire. Now it's time to spread the fire And it'll be power evangelism. We'll be teaching all day. It'll be a time of praise and worship. And then on the Tuesday, we're hoping to draw the clergy in and have a whole afternoon with them on preaching. Amen?
Amen.
We have to learn the art of preaching. I heard a story once of this speaker. He was tutoring a priest. He was the most boring priest ever to preach. So eventually, after all the coaching, he said, "Father, just do this. Remember this. If you just get a good beginning, just a good beginning, Father, and get a good end, Father, and try and bring them as close together as you can." The art of preaching. So afterwards, we're going to have a time in the hall. It's going to be a time of, we're going to have drama and music, time of praise and worship, then we'll have tea and coffee and food. And welcome to all the family members that are here, supporting your family here. And there's a lot of newcomers here, and they will be pouncing on you in the hall afterwards. I'm only kidding. Reminds me of a story of a young man who was in the church, and the priest had been watching him for years. He comes every Christmas and Easter. And the priest says, I'm going to get him. So after Mass, he managed to get hold of the man. He grabs him. "I'm not letting him go," and pulls him into him. "I'm not letting you go. When are you going to join the army of the Lord?" He says, "I'm in the army of the Lord, Father." He says, "Well, how come I only see you at Christmas and Easter?" He says, "I'm in the secret service." God bless you. We'll see you up in the heavens.